Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, I'm coming to you from very cloudy, overcast, and rainy Vancouver. Seriously, guys, I'm a Southern California girl. I don't know how they do it with all this rain. I guess some people get off on it, but I'm like over it. Although I went out and had a really nice dinner with a lot of the crew from the show, and it's been a good show. It's been a really, really good experience. And I really see how the work that I've done around everything in the last 6 months has paid off in the experience of this show. So it's... you know, I'm walking the talk, and I'm definitely seeing it show up in my life everywhere. So I invite you not to just hear the words today, not to just say the words today, but to move into your experience of love and feeling so that the energy really shifts, and to watch your thoughts and watch your judgments and really watch what's running you so that you can exponentially start making a huge change in your life for the better. For those of you joining us the first time, we rock. You have found a community that gets on with getting on, and we don't kid ourselves and we don't baby ourselves. We love ourselves and we're truthful with ourselves so that we start living the lives we want, from health to money to relationships to success. So welcome, everybody. I've got some quite incredible information for you today, some clarity for you today. And it all came out of this quite amazing webinar that we had last Thursday night on money, Thanksgiving, and Resigive. We were given four physical things. As you know, from talking with our brain experts, the physical happens first, and then we get the emotional reaction to it, and that there are physical things that are literally locked in our bodies. Well, they gave us those four physical things, and today I'm going to give you the positive antidotes. So you might want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because these are the four positive redirections that we want to put in and direct our energy with. Hang on. The number one is, I am directing my physical memory to expect and experience abundance and plenty. Expect and experience, and they want to add allow. So just write expect, experience, and allow, because the rest of the things I give you will come under that. Abundance and plenty. Number two is everyone to support me. And thank you to Linda for bringing all these beautiful things in a quite amazing private. Myself in control. And knowing the world is safe, and I am safe in the world. I'm going to repeat them one more time. Knowing, experiencing, and allowing that I am abundance and plenty, that everyone is here to support me, that I am in control, and I know that the world is a safe place, and I am safe in it. So we're invoking the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, the formula. With an open heart, everybody open their heart, I claim, I am divine love. And so it is. I am coming forward to ask everyone to join our Facebook and our Facebook for our beloved bear, Bupalopaloo, to tell your friends about our work, to ripple the work out yourself, and to expand this community and the healing that it offers. Okay, I am happy to say that Bupalopaloo has now taken up residence in Canada, Austria, Australia, England, Japan, all over the U.S. We have a great Facebook page going. Please join it. Like it. Love it. Let's get this little bear out. The second shipment will be getting here sometime around after the 1st of January. But there's plenty of bears for Christmas. So if you're thinking about this very, very special gift, it's far more than a toy, but the kids, Stephen was telling me before we came on the air, my wonderful producer, how his little girl just loves this bear. And they've recorded mommy and daddy together and the other paw how much they love her, and she plays it over the monitor. They can hear her playing that every morning, so she can hear it. Just does my heart good. Does my heart good. My other thing I want to tell you about before we go to the calls is I will be offering you a lovely Christmas surprise. It will be posted on imdwallace.com within the next week. So I encourage everybody to check it out. Many of you, most of you, will probably want to take advantage of this. You know, I always come up with a little Christmas gift for everybody and a Christmas surprise. So it's at imdwallace.com. It will also be posted on the e-blast. Okay, now they're saying I can't go to the call, and I don't know. There's something else I'm supposed to, it's on this sheet. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, we did all this. There's something we're supposed to do around it. Okay. Those four things that I just, sheets. We're going to the sheet. When, all right. So we're claiming the cocktail around those four positive directions to implant in our physical energies now and create new synapses around that. Around all those four things and our body taking hold and being the electrical charge of them, we claim in the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation and the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the charge that creates. I am power, love, joy, and choice. And my heart is open. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions, integrated into and as my divine self. And so it is. All right, so if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1. And Stephen will come on and get your name on. And now I can go. Yes, now we're off and running. David, where did you go? You were first up, and now you're not on the screen. I will see if you come back. Okay, we're going to go to Mika. Oh, hold on. Trying to get you on here. Well, the switch, there we go. Okay, Mika, oh. What's up, baby?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know I listened to the replay. of the webinar, and it was amazing. Thank you so much for bringing that forward, and thank you to everybody who was able to be on the call. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be, but wow, it was so powerful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and really for me addressed, you know, like there have just been moments in life where just the triggers that could come up were not anything that was logical, you know, wasn't even anything that I was consciously thinking, but it was like this visceral response in my body. Like, what is going on? It's like I'm being dragged into something, and it's like beyond anything that I could even comprehend, and this really addressed it.
Yeah, I second that. I go back to the set I was working on last summer, and literally what it felt like for me, Mika, is, oh, my God, here it comes. Oh, my God, I can feel it. God, I've already reacted, and I didn't want to, and I'm still in the reaction, and what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I'm like, what am I even reacting to? Nothing even happened, but I'm reacting.
Yeah. It really clarified all of that. And it because we understand it now, we have more power over controlling it and redirecting and creating something else that we want. So, go listen to this webinar, guys. It's
seriously
definitely worth it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I second that. Absolutely. So,
good.
I mean, I don't even have like a specific question around it. I wanted to comment and maybe just more open-ended to see if there was anything that I could help bring forward to continue expanding it. And this is, of course, after we've now expanded it at the beginning of the call, which is wonderful, too.
Well, yes, they're saying it is. And that's the highest question. So, give me a movie, baby.
It's the children's, the one with the locomotive. What's the, not the little engine that could,
Thomas?
But the Thomas, yes.
Huh. Well, that takes me to childlike. They want us to mention to everybody that these things became a part of our physical energetic systems from past life and from starting from the first experience in the womb that we had in this life. And so for us to spend years of therapy trying to figure it out is kind of pointless because we're not going to be able to put a clarity around why. There is no why. It's it's energetic hits that we picked up from the world or that we're bringing in from other lifetimes. So usually when they give me childlike, it means be as a little child, right, to enter the kingdom of heaven. But you're bringing in, reminding everybody that these things were within our physical energetic systems, in other words, ourselves, before we had a reasoning brain. So the four positive things that I just gave you, just focus on creating that. Don't spend time figuring out why you reacted or what the reaction's about or any of that, because that, again, is taking your focus back on what we don't want. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get anything else, Mika, but you served a lot of people by bringing all that forward. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we're going to, let's see. Kate. Let's go to Miss Kate in San Francisco. Hi, honey. You're on. Hi, hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
I have been here almost a year, about 9 or 10 months, and I still haven't met really a group of friends. So I was wondering if there's anything that, why? I mean, is there something I need to clear or some fears of meeting people? Or because my personality is outgoing, so I'm not sure the disconnect.
Yeah, okay. Well, Kate, I've gotten two things already. They said, that's not true. You have met them, but you haven't been available to them. So, and then your second question was, yes, you are. The highest word is protecting yourself. So did you have a friend? Have you had a friend who's hurt you in the past?
Yeah, it was more like a mentor. It was like somebody I paid, actually. It was
okay. And if I ask you, why did San Francisco remind you of them?
Maybe it's like new, starting something new and trusting the, how would I say that? You know, moving forward with a new adventure?
I get a yes on that, and there's something, I know this sounds weird, but there's something about the rain. That the rain is kind of a physical memory of when this thing happened with this person.
Oh.
Is this making
sense
to you?
Yeah, because I came from Seattle, where it rained all the time. So maybe, yeah, probably it's from, yeah, that's when things, negative things happened or it was up there. So.
Okay, so they want you to know, it's a perfect question for this show. This is a physical memory in your body, okay, that you're being run by without knowing it. Let me explain it this way. Let's say when we're little, we're going for a walk with our mommy, and we're having so much fun, and we're looking at the fall leaves, and a big dog comes out and scares us to death.
Right.
Okay. We have a physical memory of fear around fall leaves.
Right.
That's kind of what's going on with you. My daughter, her father died at the end of October. Every end of September or beginning of October, she would start having colds and anxiety attacks because subconsciously she was connecting that time with the greatest loss of her life.
Right.
So now that you're aware of that, you'll be able to open this up. Two things then. You can create a lot of amazing friendships that will not betray you. So in the positive, that means we'll come forward to support you. You can create an amazing group of friends that will be truthful with you and that will honor you right where you are. That's what you want. And how good does that feel when I say that?
Yeah, it feels great.
Because everybody knows you got to move into the feeling of it.
Right.
To create it more exponentially, okay? So that's what you want to do, is get up every day and go, my intention today is to let every cell, every piece of my energy know that I'm creating this amazing group of friends that support me and love me and honor me. And this is how good that feels. And go into your love place or wherever it makes you happy. When I was working with a client this week, I said, what's
the easiest place, what's the greatest place you use to go to your love place? And she said it was the bear. Whatever it is for you, whether it's a memory of a doggy or a little child that you love or a beautiful rainbow, whatever that is, use that because you want to connect that now instead of the physical memory of loss that you had with this other friend. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Connection.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Good luck.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Interesting, isn't it, how a place or weather or a song, songs are big time. They'll plug you in big time. Okay, we're going to Alicia in Pennsylvania. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
What can we do for you?
I keep falling out lately and getting really angry, and it feels like it all has to do with power. Does that?
Okay, so they want you to know you're falling out because you're angry. So what are you angry about?
I feel like I'm angry about everything.
Well, so that means you're angry about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I asked you, why are you angry about yourself, what would you answer?
Because I'm not doing the stuff I know I can do.
Okay. So how can you move into more love for yourself? Because being pissed off at yourself is not going to get you anywhere. And let me remind everybody that 1 hour of anger crashes your immune system for 6 to 7 hours. Is that worth it?
No.
No way.
When I read your e-blast, I thought the same thing. That's ridiculous.
Okay. So they want to give you the core of your anger. We're going to the sheet. We're going to a core belief. All righty. So for those of you that are new, the sheets are a compilation of about 20 years now or more of work that we refer to. They are available with a training session on imdwallace.com. I get emails every time I use the sheet. So, hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page, here. Okay. I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. I guess that's resonating with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So subconsciously what's going on is Alicia saying to Alicia, will you stop it? You know you cannot create a life for another person. You know you can't save anybody. You can love them. You can support them, you can encourage them, and then they have to live their own life. Stop it. That's what you're doing, and you're fighting yourself, and you're getting all pissed off at yourself because, sweetheart, there is no way that you can save anybody.
Yeah.
Not your job. They came here to learn to create themselves. Now, yes. As a mother, I can tell you we certainly can influence and support people loving themselves, caring for themselves, taking good care of themselves. But ultimately, and I can also tell you this from being the child of a suicide victim, if they're going to off themselves, if they're going to damage themselves, if they're going to drink themselves to death, if they're going to OD, if they're going to cut themselves, if they're going to keep spending the money they make so that they can play the victim that they don't have any, they're going to do it anyway until they decide not to do it. So in that respect, Alicia's got to decide, I, from this moment forward, am going to focus on creating me and being happy and passionate and excited because I know that's what creates the life I want. I'm going to love these people, but I'm going to release them to their own divine I am presence. That's one of the most important statements I got from the I Am Discourses. Toward the people I love, I release you to your own divine I Am presence. In other words, get busy creating yourself.
Okay.
All right. Is this resonating with you?
Yeah. I feel like I know this and I'm not, I guess I'm just not holding it.
Doing it. You're not doing it.
Not
You're not
doing
living it. Yeah, and guys, again, this is the place that we're at. Do you understand? Every time we say, my God, they are so stupid, or, oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, that's not going to be there for me. I know it. They won't have it. All those little innocuous things that we think and say every day are the things that are creating our life. So you've got to catch yourself. And you've got, I mean, the other, I think it was yesterday, I heard something come out of my mouth, and I just stopped. I said, Deanna, this is exactly what they're talking about. You're creating what you don't want here. Turn it around right now. I just talk to myself, and it's the only way that I can have humor enough to turn it around then. Because you don't want to go into judgment about yourself, okay?
Okay. I think that's what I'm
so
doing.
Yeah. You get up and you go, you know, Alicia, I'm going to love you because you were taught to give yourself up to take care of everybody else. And you've done a really good job of that. So I'm going to commend you for that. But now we're going to try another tactic, okay? So I'm going to be patient with you while you walk through this. And hallelujah, praise the Lord for you that you have the chutzpah to do this and really expand your life. All right, darling?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Wow, really such good lessons coming forward for all of us, guys. Okay, Miss Luz, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing very good, too. I just have a Thursday thing that I keep coming up to my mind. I think I just decided to ask you. So when I was little, I don't even remember. It's just my mother taught me. I already know that there's no accident or coincidence in this kingdom. So I poisoned myself when I was, I don't know, two. I don't remember. I have no conscious memory, but my mother taught me. So I was wondering, she said I went into a coma, they gave me some house remedy, they got me vomiting, but basically I was in coma, I don't know for how many hours, and they thought basically I was dead until doctors basically revived me. So what was that it was going on in my life that I decided to drink poison at that age?
Well, when I say that's the right question, I get a no. Why that happened, this is the highest information and the most correct. Why that happened is so at this moment you can decide what to do about it. So,
what do you mean?
I mean, are you... This is a physical memory that they are inviting you to release. That you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be concerned about it. You don't have to focus on it.
And I don't, actually.
Well, they want you to release it, though. You don't focus on it, but subconsciously, it's still in your physical reactive energy. So what does that relate to in your life now? That feeling of, those are the highest words, losing control. Whenever you feel like you're losing control, this physical reaction comes up because it reminds you of that time when you were little where you totally lost control and lost your consciousness. So losing control is very frightening for you. Is that true? Are you resonating with this at all?
Actually, maybe, but I can say another thing. That comes more to my mind when I'm thinking about my spiritual path, because somehow I think if that experience influenced my spiritual path more, like in those moments.
Okay, we don't have a very good connection, so stay close to your phone as you can.
Okay.
What about your spiritual moments?
Like, for example, because I remember when I was little, like even 5 or 6, like I already was questioning things in life. And even at 13, 12, I was already asking about, you know, like why my parents were my parents, why I was born where I was born. I was already questioning so many things in life always. So it sort of comes more like when I'm thinking about it. That is because I'm the only one basically in my family who have deviated from the norms and follow a different path, like career and basically everything. So I sometimes question, like, if that had to do with that experience I had it when I poisoned myself when I was a child, 2 years old, or whatever, that I don't even remember at this point. Or it just, you know, it had been my choice, period.
Well, they're saying all of the above. It was your choice, and it had also to do with that experience, and that experience had to do with past life experiences. You have always been very connected, they're saying, to the other side. And it's almost like poisoning experience created a way for you to lose control so that it was all right for you to...
That is what?
So that you had permission. It was all right for you to connect to that side of you that was real, that was truthful. Because your family was not going to encourage you to do this particularly. So I want to get to the highest thing you should know. Sheet, book, song. Can you give me a movie, please?
Well, I was watching one last night. It's called Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they don't want you, or they want you, let me put it in the positive, to be excited and accepting and 100% on board with connecting with this spiritual life of yours, the spiritual you that you are. The doubting of it and this definition that I'm different from my family and I've departed from my family and all that is keeping you from totally moving as far into the connection with your spirituality and your channeling. So they want you to embrace it, in other words. Just totally embrace it, which is what you did when you died for those few moments. You totally connected to the other side. You don't have to die to do that anymore, but you have to trust that you can do it and give yourself permission to do it and stop doubting it. Is there anything higher? No, that's the highest message, Liz.
Just when you say that they do not want me to fully connect with, who are we talking about here?
The channel
when you
wants
say about,
to fully
about
connect.
My family.
The channel wants you to totally create yourself, identify yourself as a person who trusts and is excited about and is committed to totally connecting with the other side, with your channel, with all the information that comes in, and that you're safe to do it. That's where you want to focus right now. Okay, is there anything else? Nothing else I'm getting, darling. So you've got your marching orders. So just get out there and go, whoopee, I'm all connected, I'm safe, I'm getting all the information, and I'm expanding right now into, you know, this spiritual me that I am. Thanks for calling in, darling. And that's for all of us. Everything, you know, everything that comes in is for all of us. Okay, Jay, how the heck are you, darling?
Pretty good. Welcome back to Canada again, eh?
Yeah, eh? I don't know how you do it. I need some sunshine.
I don't know how they do it down there, too, so you're right about that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What can we do for you?
My question and maybe dilemma is about forgiveness with my dad again. We haven't spoken in a very long time, and no matter how I, you know, do my best to communicate with my dad, it's just nothing gets returned or nothing like that. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you're depending on your love to be dependent on his reaction. You know, he can only give what he can give. So I'm going to walk everybody through this. Find a place where you're angry or you're in unforgiveness. Somebody that you don't want to forgive. Okay. Now, I want you to think of the color red. And now go to your love place. Go to that beautiful place that you think of that just opens your heart and takes you into love. Now, while you're holding that love place, can you feel that unforgiveness without leaving your love place?
Mm.
What do you think?
Time to heal.
Yeah, it's not possible, Jay. Your brain can only hold one focus at a time. So if you are holding yourself in love and feeling love from your love place every time you think of your dad, you cannot not move into forgiveness. Because you can't love someone and be in the state of love for them and not forgive them. So quit focusing on forgiving people, guys, and just love them. It's so much easier, so much simpler, and so much faster. But you can't go, well, I'm going to love them if they call me. I'm going to love them if they email me. Well, how can I love them if they don't respond to me? You know, the other day I was down in the gym and I was practicing this again because I know how powerful it is. And there was a ball on the other side and I just loved the hell out of that ball. As soon as I decide to love that ball and go to my love place, I love that ball as much as I love my dog. So your love is not dependent on anything else other than you taking yourself into the love. Do you understand?
Hmm.
Yeah. It's the simplest answer I can give you, baby. But you have to choose to do it. You know, you have to give up being right and righteous. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Go do it now. Don't just hear the words. Go really practice it. Love you. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, so important. That's another part of, you see, walking our talk. And this physical memory, one of the physical memories they gave us is the fear and the expectation of being left alone. If that is not replaced in our physical memory before we had reasoning to understand why, then not only will that be ignited in us in situations like Jay's talking about, but we'll also live in the expectation of being left alone, and therefore people cannot respond to us because we're still holding that expectation. Okay, we're going to Bridget in Colorado. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. I have a health issue. I'd like to see if there's guidance about and the metaphysical piece of that. My blood pressure's been really high lately, and I've changed doctors and medications trying to get that underway. I'm also working on diet.
What are you angry about, Bridget?
Oh, gosh.
Why are you angry at yourself, Bridget?
I think it's just old criticism stuff.
Yep. That's not the highest thing, though. Why are you criticizing yourself?
There's some expectation that I should know it all. I should know how to do things, how to be with people, how to love people.
Okay. Can you feel physically in your body that that's about lack? I don't have enough. I'm not enough. I don't have enough friends. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough resources. Can you feel into that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what your blood pressure is about, is this physical, and there, quit trying to figure it out, right? And I'm not a doctor, but energetically, I'm getting very clearly this is what's behind it, is this built-in physical expectation of not having enough, not being enough. It is genetic. And if we have that built into us and we don't know it's running us, we get angry because we don't know what to do about it. We don't even know what the hell it is. So we get angry because nobody can give us any answers and we can't give ourselves answers. And I'm telling you the answer right now is that someplace deep inside you, and you did bring it in from another life, is this great fear of lack. And especially lack about yourself.
Okay.
So let's all come together now and balance this, please, so that we physically on a cellular level accept and implant within us now that we are abundance and plenty. We have abundance and plenty. We create abundance and plenty. And we are powerful enough to turn this around and create in our bodies that physical expectation of abundance and plenty within us and within our lives as the creators of us. So everybody's in agreement that is our intention, that is our direction. We invoke the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol and the formula. I am. Open your hearts, everybody. There we go. I am divine love. And so it is. Because if we are divine love, we certainly know we're enough. Okay. So I would never tell you not to seek out medical advice, but I am telling you that if you get yourself in alignment with this, then whatever the doctors are doing will exponentially be more powerful. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you, Dee. very much.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome. So, again, guys, whether it's money, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whatever it is that you are wanting to create in your life, you want to get in tune vibrationally with the love and the joy and the passion around it first. Otherwise, all the action steps that you take are more busy work. Okay, Chris, did you take the advice from the show the other night from the webinar and apply it?
Yes, I've started applying it, and I need to do more work around that. But yes, I am definitely working on incorporating that into.
Yep, I get a yes on that because you know I check you every time you tell me. I check you to see because, and they're suggesting, Chris, don't work at it. Have fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
that's what I want to
have,
do. Have fun
with this creation. Have fun with creation.
If
shouldn't
you're not
be
having
work.
Fun, what's the point?
Well, and if you're not having fun, you're not creating as well as you could if you did. That's the other point.
Exactly right.
Okay. So what can we do for you today?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a couple of things that have come to mind, but one of them is why it is sometimes, you know, a lot of mornings I just wake up with anxiety. In my mind,
okay,
it's kind of like...
Okay, right. Yeah.
I wake up in the morning with my mind, like, kind of racing and being like, oh, God, how am I going to create this? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And I think a lot of people listening are resonating with that. Let's just go right to what the anxiety is, okay? Because that's what I want to know. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, dude.
Say anything.
Say anything. Okay. Well, I don't even need to go any further than that. You're going to create and live in anxiety if you do not control your thoughts and your words. Because your thoughts and your words really represent your perspective of the world. So if you allow yourself to quote-unquote say anything, that's the best way you know that you, number one, need to control what you're thinking and saying more, and number two, they're saying this is kind of a gift, what you're waking up with. They want you, when you wake up, be very aware of the anxious thoughts you're having. Because those anxious thoughts will tell you exactly what you need to reprogram.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like having pain in your body kind of tells you what's going on, where you need to heal. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a great analogy. So think of those anxious thoughts as a pain in your body that's saying, look at me, I need you to address this.
Well, it's
so
anxious thoughts and I'm creating enough.
Okay. Then that tells you you're in fear of not creating enough. Isn't that what I just talked to the last caller about?
Exactly. And I was definitely taking notes on that.
Yeah. So when you get up in that twilight space, when your subconscious is, you know, really in overplay, and you hear those anxious thoughts, that's the best time for you to go, oh, I see. I'm still as conscious as I am. There's a part of me that is really focused on I'm not enough to create this. How the hell am I going to create this? You know, so what do I want to know today? What's my intention today? My intention today is I'm going to know I'm enough. I'm going to know that I'm open to every divine idea. I know I'm going to be excited and joyful and passionate about getting up and creating this enoughness today. And
yeah.
God, let me feel into my love place. You see, you want to redirect that synapse right there in that moment when you feel it taking you over into anxiety. It's, think of it as a treasure hunt that you're winning. Okay?
Yeah. How can I quiet my mind more? You know, how can, you know, they call it, you know, like Deepak Chopra calls it the monkey mind. You know, like, how can I quiet my monkey mind?
Well, I look at it more from the point of view of telling your mind what you want to think.
Right.
You see, you guys think your mind is in control.
But
it's not. It's just that you let it be. You have the right to tell your mind and your brain what to do, not the other way around. So when you find it, think of your, this is a little child, Chris. If your child was doing something you didn't want it to do or that was dangerous to it, you would redirect it into a safer, happier place, wouldn't you? You would tell that child and read, well, your thoughts are your children. Redirect them. Tell them what you want them to do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you're still a little bit coming from the place of I don't have any control over this. You have all the control. But you have to stand back kind of scientifically and go, okay, thoughts are things, and I'm going to take these things, and I'm going to tell them what to do instead of what they're doing, because I don't want to feel anxiety when I wake up anymore. I want to feel
it's just about standing your ground and saying, look, I'm in charge, not you.
Exactly.
I'm running the
and
show.
You can't. Exactly, and you can't feel anxiety when you're doing that because you're in power. Anxiety is a victim state.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're all moving forward into our power now and taking control over these children of our thoughts that need to be parented and redirected. Okay, that's all that's going on. But we got to do it. We got to do it. Thanks, Chris. That was an amazing close to the show. Okay, guys. Oh, my gosh. I ran through these calls. Sorry if I didn't get to you, but what the information. Fabulous today. Again, abundance and plenty. Everyone to support me. Myself is in control and knowing the world is safe and that I am safe in this world. We invoke the violet flame and the golden light around all of those. We are directing our thoughts to embrace and our cellular nature to embrace that knowing. Go to bubbabear.com. Get your little suckers for Christmas. Let's get these guys out of my back room and joyfully share that with the child or the child within, with for anybody that you know. Go to imdwallace.com to find out what my Christmas special for all of you is. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Listen to these words. Love yourselves. Love yourselves by choosing the thoughts and the perspectives of this world that make you happy.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.